Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening. I'd like to apologize. I had a little trouble getting on. They wouldn't accept my little PIN numbers. I'm here. Unbelievable, huh? This is your host, Elohim. Calling him from the Elohim Speaks. Okay. Well, normally we would play the national anthem, but we're going to forego that since I'm calling in. Oh, boy. Since I'm calling in late, everything's going a little crazy here, but we'll be up and running in a couple of seconds here. Let's see here. Where am I? Oh, here we go. Right. Yeah, normally we do a show on live. We do 5 minutes on live, but I'm going to forego that as well. I don't like being late, but they wouldn't let me on the air. It's going to come a time, based on what I'm talking about, that, excuse me, that they're absolutely not going to let me on the air at all. Because the information and things that we're talking about, they literally don't want people to know or to think along this particular process, you know. Our slogan is, love is an act and make others feel good, okay? Well, I can't help but not talk about love a little bit because it's the most important thing in our lives. We have to learn each other, learn about each other, and figure out ways, what can I do today to make the other person feel good, okay? Same thing in groups or whatever you're in, you know, you have to figure out a way to make the other person feel good, and that's what we're doing the same thing to you, and if you're in that type of relationship, you'll definitely be in a feel-good relationship, okay, because your only thought is what can you do to make the other person feel good, not pushing their buttons, making them mad, and all that kind of stuff, you know, those are the things that we're taught to do in this society. So we have to overcome quite a bit based on what we've been taught coming up from, well, I'm not going to say coming up from slavery, but coming up under this culture, under the 1%, okay? I like to use the term white man when I'm talking in this particular vernacular because the 1% come in all colors. I don't care what country you go into, where you go, the 1% are there. And they have one thing on their mind. Economic slaves. It's getting kind of hard to physically enslave people, you know, when you got the whip and the bondage and all that. So they're using money to enslave you because when you're hungry, don't have nothing to eat, you're out of doors, and somebody offers you a job that's where you can do something for them, whether it's cleaning the house or whatever, you follow what I'm saying? You really don't have a choice. You either do what they tell you or die. Because that's how they have it set up. If you can't buy food or anything, we don't, and to make sure that you don't know how to grow any food, you know. So it gets a little tricky when you, when you're trying to be what you're supposed to be. You know what I mean? And that's the topic of the conversation. Most of the time, the topic of the conversation that we're talking about, because we have to wake you up because they have put us to sleep for so long. And you know how it is when you sleep, you get nice and comfortable. Oh, man, you don't want to move around. Somebody comes, yo, man, wake up. Say, man, why are you bothering me, man? I was in my REM sleep. You really get upset when somebody bothers you when you sleep. And that's what's going on right now. We're literally being bothered when people try to come and wake us up. Because most leaders have a hidden agenda, you know, and the more followers they can get to paying them dues, or whatever they call it now, dues, tithes, whatever you're calling it, the more people they can get to do that, the more wealth they're going to have, the more money they're going to have, you know what I mean? So they can live in the little $5 million houses and buy their little jets and $100,000 cars and ride around, you know. So this is what the whole thing is all about, you know. So what we're trying to do is to let you know, this is, we're trying to wake you up. You don't need a leader, okay? You have to be a leader, but a leader of yourself. You know what you want. You know what you need. All you need is information on how to get it and how to get there, you know. And you can actually lead yourself to where you're trying to go. Money's out here. The money's available. It's always money out here. So we're going to, from at this point, right, because we're basically talking about, we're going to go a little bit into economics today, okay? So basically, we're talking about that money, you know, because that money in this society is what makes you a slave or not a slave, you know, where you can literally do what you want. Control. Freedom means control. And you stop in your life and think about, how much control do I have over anything? You know what I mean? I mean, we vote for presidents and all that, you know. That vote, that's why it bothers me when people don't vote. I know there's a price that you pay when you vote, you know what I'm saying? Because there's certain control over your life that you have to give up to make that vote. But the vote is the only power that you have in a society like this, unless you're well paid or you're coming from that long money where slavery and all that stuff, you know, that's that long money. And if you don't have that long money, you know, then you have to do what you have to do to survive. You need that money, you know. So we're going to talk about money. Now, the topic that I text out is Bible, religious book, or code book. What's the difference? All right. Now, as we talk about economics for a few minutes, we're going to talk about the difference in reading the Bible as a religious book or reading the Bible as a code book. Let's deal with the story of Joseph. Okay, that's your economic story right there. That's the beginning of economics right there. Let's deal with Joseph, right? And all he went through, and his dad and his children throwing him in the hole. This is the religious thing that we're dealing with. Okay, this locks you into some type of deity that you have no control over. All right, because at the end of the story, they're relating him being taken out of the hole, him becoming the grand vizier of Kemet, of the Pharaoh. All that's because he was under God's favor. You know what I mean? So that locks you into this deity that's controlling everything. And if you listen to them now, they're talking about God is in control. You follow what I'm saying? So we're dealing with economics, right? What did Joseph do to save Kemet? He told Kemet, right? Spend half, save half. Eat half the grain, save half the grain for 7 years, and when the famine hit, Egypt will be fine. Okay? That's the 50% budget. Leaders don't teach you that. What would happen if you had half of all the money that you spent all your life? You'd be in pretty good shape. I still have people calling me. I don't know why. Maybe they can't get in or something. Well, there's the line is filling up here, so everybody's getting in. Why are they calling me? I don't know. Well, anyway, I can't answer right now because not all their phones savvy. I can barely get on the air here. So anyhow, that's the 50% budget, okay? And so all the stuff that they're talking about, the stories and the long history and persecutions and all that, that part of the story is to tie you into a deity. Once they tie you into a deity, right? Now, everybody got a deity for you. Everybody got some kind of god for you to worship. They all do. I don't care what religion you're in. They have a deity, and they talk to the deity, the ones that are hurting you towards wherever they're trying to herd you towards. You know, they're trying to herd you towards that money. They talk to the deity. Well, God told me, and God told me, you know what I'm saying? And so the stories, the whole story thing is to tie you into the deity. So we're asking questions about why did Joseph do this? Why his father treated him like this? Why? Those are questions we're asking, but that ties you into the deity because none of that really matters. What matters is what you're coming away from with the story. If you're coming away with a 50% budget, and you start putting yourself on a 50% budget, okay, you'll never be broke. You know what I mean? Because every time you spend a dollar, you're saving a dollar. You follow what I'm saying? If you're spending $3,000 a month, you're saving $3,000 a month. You see what I'm saying? So at the end of the year, you got a nice little stack in your pocket. And this happens every year if you're on a 50% budget. But that's not what they teach you. See what I'm saying? They have most of us living from paycheck to paycheck. That's not what the Bible as a code book suggests. See what I'm saying? Don't suggest you're supposed to be living from paycheck to paycheck. You should be on a 50% budget. You should consider yourself as Pharaoh, okay, who needs rescuing from himself. Pharaoh, he was stuck. You know what I'm saying? So Joseph rescued Pharaoh. So now, if we're looking at a religious thing, oh, God is great. God is so wonderful. That's from a religious point of view. Now, okay, let's go to the main code that unlocks the entire book. Now, I want you to think about this for a minute. This code unlocks the entire book, okay? Psalm 82, okay? You are all gods. That's Psalm 82. So every time they talk about God, what are they talking about? They're talking about a man or a woman. If God's talking to them, what man or woman is talking to them? Who's talking to them? And when are they talking to them? You follow what I'm saying? According to the Bible as a code book. All right? Okay? Now we're dealing with that money right now. Now what I like to do, just to get a little bit away from the code and all that, is to tell you what you're supposed to be doing to make sure that you never go broke. And this is what you're supposed to be teaching your children, okay? What you're supposed to be teaching your children, right? As soon as they get a job, teach them to work two jobs, all right? This is for people who just come into the workforce, just getting out of high school, trying to go to college and all that, and the 1% sucking up all the money so your children don't have no money to go. So what you do, you tell your children, work two jobs. Live off one job, save the other job. Most jobs, Geo's, McDonald's, or wherever you're working at, you know, they'll pay $10,000 a year. So if you're working two jobs, right, it depends on how you set the jobs up. Most jobs give you 2 days a week off. So you're only working you're only working 3 days double shifts. All the rest of the time you're working every day, 3 days double shifts because you got 4 days off. You have to manage your time, okay? So once you do that, you at the end of 2 years, you're sitting on $20,000, all right? I'm paying $5,000 to $10,000 for property. Sheriff's sale, hello, and foreclosures. Foreclosures by the bank and sheriff's sales, okay? Well, the foreclosures by the bank is a little more expensive than you might have to go up to $20,000 or $30,000 to get one of them. But the foreclosures, you can get them for $5,000 or $10,000. You got $20,000 in your stash. You go start bidding on a house and you go up to $10,000, the house is yours. No mortgage, no nothing. Then you got another $10,000 to make repairs on the house, all right? So what does that mean? That means you need to learn some electrician work, some carpentry work, some plumbing work. You don't have to be an expert at none of this. Just pick up a few tips on it, all right? And if you know somebody, they give you a good deal. You know, people that's in the trade, that's your friends. Go to them. They'll help you out. They'll do a little electrical carpentry work for you. But you have your own property with no mortgage. Stay away from the mortgage unless you're going into the property as a business. If you already have a business where you're making a certain amount of sales and you can afford a mortgage, okay, buy a property and set your business up in the property, okay? Now, the best thing to do is to get a three-story property. See, now if you have your own business, you got a three-story property, you can take the first floor and make your business, and you got the second floor that you can live on and the third floor that you can rent out. So it don't cost you nothing to stay there. You don't have to pay no electric, no gas, none of that, because the person on the third floor is paying that rent, okay? So that person on the third floor is paying that rent, paying all your electric and gas and stuff. So all you have to do is make money with your business. But now, or you can go into the three-story structure, right, live on the first floor, fix the other two up and rent it out. That's how you get paid. Now you got two people paying you rent, right? What is economics? Economics is somebody else working and paying you. Paying you what? Paying you rent, okay? Or paying you something else. You can have your money work for you. We're setting up a society, okay? In this society, there's a joining fee, but there's no dues. No dues, none of that stuff, because we're going to take the money and let the money do the work and let the people who's running the society benefit from the money working. So in time, as society progresses, don't have to be worried about looking for no job. The money is the workhorse. You follow what I'm saying? This is what you got to get in your head. It ain't about you working all the time. It's about somebody or something working and paying you. Money can work and pay you. You follow what I'm saying? So whatever you're using to barter with or whatever, that's money. Whether it's a house, a car, or a pie, or cake, whatever it is, that's your money, okay? Money don't have to be the fiat currency that you use, okay? There's other things that's considered money. Anything that you contract with from one person to another, that's the money, okay? If you contract with a person on a car, the car is the money. If you got a car and you need money, you know you can take that little title and go down and get some money. See what I'm saying? You can contract with the car because the car is money. See what I'm saying? This whole society runs off contract and trust. That's why in a society we're pushing people towards trust. Learn how trust works. The Constitution is a trust. And the people that are running the Constitution, that would be your senators, congressmen, all these guys, they have to follow the trust. If they don't follow the trust, then you can bring them in the court and go against them because they're supposed to be following the Constitution. See what I'm saying? So when you set up a trust, it's the same way. That's what your indenture agreement is for. I didn't mean to go into this on this particular show because we do this on Monday. We talk about the trust and stuff. But all this is important because it's all tied together. We have to know how to operate in this society. The first thing you want to do when you're going into your property, thinking about a doggone mortgage. You follow what I'm saying? You save up enough money. If the house costs $20,000, $30,000, whatever it costs, save it up. If you're on a 50% budget, you can save that kind of money. Some people are making $50,000 a year. You should be saving $25,000 a year. You see what I'm saying? If you can't save half your money, right, like what Joseph told Pharaoh. If you can't save half your money, you're living beyond your means. That's why they can put you in the street. I'm talking about the 1% now. They can put you in the street whenever they get ready. All they got to do is target you. You know, a lot of us don't know what targeting means, but you look it up. They can target you, and they can have you doing things that you're not supposed to do. That's what the Bible is for. It's a code book. Now, what I'm going through right now is the difference. I just lost my screen. Okay, it came back again. Okay. It's the difference between a code book, Bible is a code book, or religious book. There's a difference between the two. As a code book, you're going through the book gaining power. This is what you're doing as a code book. I don't know how many of you study the history of Christianity, you know what I'm saying, but Rome wasn't conquering the world. They only conquered a little portion that they had, you know what I'm saying? They was having trouble conquering, holding on to stuff because they didn't have no codes to back up what they were doing. And what happened was the Emperor of Rome had a general named Constantine, okay? They don't talk about him because he's black. They had a general named Constantine, okay? He was a Gnostic. Look up what Gnostics are. He was a Gnostic. And when they were going out to fight the Jesus followers, okay? I'm not going into the story to lock you into some deity. Excuse me. I'm going to the story to tell you how these people are getting power, and you don't have no power. You have money, which is influence, but you don't have no power. Constantine showed the Emperor of Rome the Maurice. The Emperor of Rome is called Constantine. Okay, I got it right here. The Constantine, right? He was a general. Maurice was a general in Constantine's army. He showed Constantine the codes of the book. Once Maurice showed Constantine the code of the book, Constantine never looked back. Rome never looked back, and they kept growing and growing and growing because they had the codes. See, in fact, they were so grateful to Maurice, they made him a saint. Look it up. Google it up. Saint Maurice. Look it up. You know what I mean? He's one of the few saints around because he showed them the code. The one between the code book and the systems that they got from Kemet, that Jesus system came from Kemet, Isis and Osiris. They started the Jesus thing. I'm just trying to show you the difference between reading the book as a religious book and as a code book, because you get caught up on the stories, and the stories lead you to somebody that's greater than you. Think about that for a minute. Psalm 82 says you are a God. What does that mean? You follow what I'm saying? Oh, you got the big G and the little G, but if you're studying Hebrew, there's no upper and lowercase letters in Hebrew. They ain't no big G, little G. They're trying to keep you into a mindset where you're less than and not equal to something or somebody. They don't care what it is. They got people there worshiping cows and snakes or whatever. They don't care. You know what I'm saying? As long as you put yourself in a position to limit your potential. That's what they're trying to do. Limit your potential. See what I'm saying? They don't want you thinking that you're equal to them because they're the leaders. You know, you have to follow me, do as I say, not as I do. Well, that's one of the whole stories. But I'm trying to show you the difference between reading the Bible as a code book and reading it as a religious book, you know? And let me give you an example. Let me go a different route here. Most of us, when we're in school, the teaching is about the story of the boy who cried wolf. All right? We look at that story, and we come away with the meaning of the story. Don't be lying and falsely making things up, because people won't believe you after a while. You know, you say something, won't nobody believe. You'll be in trouble, you know? That was the crux of the story. What we do, instead of coming away with stop your lying, instead of coming away with that, we want to know, well, how old was the boy? Where did the boy go to school? Well, who was the boy's father? What country did the boy? None of that matters. You follow what I'm saying? It doesn't matter. When you get the information from Joseph as a code, you follow what I'm saying? All that stuff about the story of Joseph, it doesn't matter. Because you're coming away with the power. You're on a 50% budget now. Now you're accumulating power. You're getting strong. You're getting powerful because you got ducats in your pocket and you know how to get the ducats. Now with me showing you how to go into real estate without no mortgage, all right, now you become a landowner. Once you become a landowner, the whole system opens up to you. You'd be amazed how the system opens to you once you become a landowner, you know. It's absolutely amazing. So what I'm saying, we're dealing with economics today. That's why I started with Joseph. All right, but I want to express to you your potential. All right, if you're a man, if you're a woman, men and women can't fly. You go outside and flap your arms all day long. You can't go against nature if you're a man or a woman. That limits your potential. But if you look at any of the religious books, what limit do they put on God? No limit for God. I don't care what religious book you're reading. There's no limit for God. That's your potential. You are unlimited, okay, because of how you were made. I didn't use the word create. Notice that. Didn't use the word create. You were made. You were made out of the same substance that brought the universe into existence. You are made out of the same substance that the universe is made up out of. That makes you unlimited because of where you came from. You come from source energy. Religion, realigning yourself with source energy, reconnecting to your power. That's what religion is. Not following somebody around and making all these rituals and all this here kind of stuff. You'll be asleep. All they're doing is putting you to sleep. Brother Wilhelm called certain words spells. You know, believe, faith. Those are spell words. Look at the people following Trump. They believe every lie the man say, right? Because they're under a spell. And you can talk to people in such a way to put them under a spell. We're trying to, in the Elohim Society, Elohim Five Tribes Society of Love, we're trying to wake you up. We're trying to keep you from going back to sleep. Money. We got money. According to my brother, to be on the radio, I'd like to give him a shout out because he's a little bit under the weather. So we want to give Brother Mac a little shout out. And I hope that he'll be with us so we know what's going on. And let him know that we love him, you know. He's on Saturday in Legacy of a Nation, in case y'all have plugged into the show. You know what I'm talking about. What I'm saying is that we're trying to wake you up, okay? We're trying to, he says, try to make you aware, which is what we're trying to do, too. So we're trying to wake you up. We don't want you to fall back asleep. According to our statistics, we are the 25th, money-wise, we are the 25th, we equal the 25th nation on the planet, money-wise. So we got money. Garvey said, where's your armies? Where's your navies? Where's your power? You don't have no power. Why don't you have power? Because you're following the legacies that your ancestors have left for you, and the 1% has tricked you up so that you don't know how to read what they have left for you, okay? Now, okay, since we're talking about economics, let's switch to the story of Moses, okay? Oh, boy, you should hear the arguments that our children go through. I say children, but they're not really children. But you should hear how they be debating. Oh, he was touching Moses, and Moses never really existed, and this, that. I'm saying, what was the message of Moses, man? What are you supposed to be coming away with that's so powerful in the story of Moses? Moses had the people bring 10% of their income to the Levites. He created a centralized banking system. Where do you think they got the concept from? You think they just dreamed up centralized banking all of a sudden? They got it out of your Bible, knowing the code of the book. So all of these groups have centralized banking system. Black men and women, where's your centralized banking system? If they gave you reparations today, you'd be arguing about who's going to take care of the money because you don't have a centralized system to handle. You don't have a centralized system to handle the money. Why? Because you're worried about whether Moses was Tutmosis or, you know, you're worried about the silly stuff that leads you into God on the mountain. You know what I mean? I mean, when you put the code on it, let's put the code on Moses on the mountain. Let's do that for a minute. Psalm 82, you're all gods, okay? So now if Moses was on the mountain and he was talking directly to God, how was that possible if God is a man? See, they heard the rumbling in the clouds. That's a ship up there, spaceship. Okay, they had the Moses. They used light lasers to write on the tablets. The bush didn't burn. That's a light coming from the ship. They're speaking to Moses through the speakers. If Moses was talking to God, as far as Psalm 82, what kind of technology was these people using? You see what I'm saying? To communicate with Moses like that, it's letting you know that. E.T. was around. E.T. has been around and always has been around because you're E.T. See what I'm saying? You're not indigenous to this planet. Okay. I know. Oh, Lord have mercy. The man that went out of his mind calling us aliens. Think about it for a minute. if you follow this guy is not that smart, but if you follow this guy Darwin, right? how can we be more evolved yesterday than we are today? Something's wrong with that, you know. With all the technology and the tools that we were using, you know, hell, they giving this guy I forget his name. The guy that flew the kite. You gave him credit for electricity when you, a couple thousand years before this guy was born, you follow what I'm saying? You built pyramids that lit up the whole city. You was making clothes made out of electricity, machines run off electricity making your clothes. You had batteries running off of electricity. You follow? You had paint on the walls that would illuminate the whole doggone house. They working on this stuff now. They out there stealing, trying to find out everything they can about what you used to do. See, as long as you don't lock into your potential, they can stay on top of you. Because they're working on this stuff, man. China is talking about they're going to unleash the sun or something like that. They're working on traveling out of space. Like I said, men and women can't fly. You flap your arms all day long, you ain't going nowhere. But God has no limit. So you make planes, you make ships. Follow what I'm saying? You can't live. Man can't live under the water. You can't survive under the water no more than, the longest is 15 minutes under the water. So you make ships and submarines and all that kind of stuff. You follow what I'm saying? Because you're not limited to nature because you made nature. You made all this here stuff. So nothing in this universe limits you except for that person in your mirror. And that's what they're trying to control. That's who they're trying to deal with. Oh, I meant to tell you, if you have a comment or a question, all you have to do is press one. Oh, I have a lot of people on the line. So if you press one, your number will come to the front of the line, and I know you're on the line, okay? And once you press one, that lets me know that you have a comment, and I'll open up your mic. You can make a comment, a shout-out, whatever you want to say. We don't use your name. You use the last four digits of your phone number. Just in case somebody don't want their name mentioned on the airways, and I don't blame them, because this show goes to different countries. I'm telling you now. So this is a global show. So we're in different countries. I get statistics of who's listening in other countries and all that kind of stuff as well, right? That's what I'm saying. I don't know how long they're gonna let me be on the line, breaking this Bible down, because this is something they really don't want the 99% to know. Once the 99% get to understand what's going on, they'll link up into tribes. Once you link up into tribes, then you have access to the power of your what they call families. You're missing out on family power because they got you caught up in religion. Well, I don't do Christmas because of what's the guy's name? I forget, Nimrod and the Muslims, I don't do holidays, and Jehovah's Witness don't do no holidays. I don't do Halloween because of the devil, and I don't do Easter because of the pagan goddess Esther, and this, that, and the other. You know what I mean? The 1%, they don't deal with none of that. They're beyond all that nonsense. The holidays are a time that the government gives you to organize your tribe, organize your family. That's the time where you can call everybody. Now you have a reason to call everybody in your family. Oh, what's up? Merry Christmas. How you doing? You know what I mean? The ones that don't believe in Christmas, well, no big deal. But that's what the holidays are for. So don't have Flavor Flav say, don't believe the hype. Don't give up your holidays. Use this time. People are off. They're looking for some kind of way to get to talk to family, a reason to get the family together. But you need some kind of agenda. You get where I'm coming from? You need some type of economic structure to rescue your family. How do you rescue your family? You bring your eye into existence. Rescue yourself. Once you rescue yourself, then you can go after other people. But if you're sleeping on the street, you can't help nobody, you know. I don't want to. I normally do the commercial right about now, but I was late getting on the air. They wouldn't let me on air early. So I didn't do the commercial. So, I'm going to try to skip through it as fast as I can. We only got about 20 minutes left. Now, remember, if you have a comment or something that you want to say, just press 1. press one on your one on your phone, and it will let me know that you have something to say, and I will open up your mic and you can comment, okay? I'm not sure we even have time to do the whole commercial. I'm going to go through it as fast as I can. It's a long commercial because I don't charge nobody for doing the commercial. So I'm going to go through this as fast as possible, okay? Well, you know, this is Illinois Speech Radio because you called in, so we're not going to go through that part. The calling number is 516-453-9230, and you press 1 on the dial and you can give us a shout-out, okay? We just said that. We talk about a myriad of things, okay? We talk about politics, economics, health, religion. Right now, I'm trying to bring you back to power. That's why I'm putting so much emphasis on the Bible. You got people putting the Bible down. Don't even read it. You don't even know you can get a DNA awakening from the book, but you don't know how or what to read the book to get that DNA awakening so you can see things that other people ain't seeing. The Bible is amazing. I have a book on the market, Toronto Prescriptions, Jesus is Coming. Okay. I have a CD on the market called Jesus is Coming. 911 Jesus Emergency, Jesus is Coming. It's on the Elohim Christ. You can go on YouTube and check it out if you want. I'm not going to leave the links to CD Baby out. Maybe I'll do that next week. Okay. We do ask the question, when Jesus comes, where is he coming from? Same place he came from the first time, out of the goddess's womb. He's coming out of the goddess's womb. That's where he came from the first time. And that's where he's coming from again. I definitely want to say this here. So you sisters out there, be mindful of the babies that you're getting rid of. Okay, they're genociding us, the babies. We need those babies. The brothers, it takes two to make them. So make sure you support these sisters when they have these children. Planned Parenthood. Be mindful of Planned Parenthood. Margaret Sanger and her crew, look them up. These are the people that made the poison for Auschwitz and all that kind of stuff. If you get a chance, look up the CD called Mu'afa. And if you can't look it up, give me a call, 215-758-1703. I'll make sure you get it. And the price for the CD is that you have to make a copy and pass it on. That's the price for the CD my offer. That's how important that CD is to me. And you need to get that CD. Remember that name, Mu'afa. Don't ask me to spell it, but just remember the name, okay? All right. Oh, back to the commercial. I got carried away about some babies. Because, let me say this here, too. I'm skipping through these commercials. You know how they talk about the Tree of Life? Okay? Oh, it's in Andromeda. It's all over the place. You follow what I'm saying? Listen, let's deal with the code, okay? The Tree of Life is your children. You're supposed to be eating out of what the Tree of Life produces. Your children are supposed to be producers. This is what keeps the society moving forward. If your children aren't producing anything, what's going to happen to you? Okay? Your children are the extension of your existence physically, okay, on this planet. Well, we're going to be on another planet soon, but on this planet for right now, okay? Your children are the Tree of Life. So gear your children towards producing something that you can eat, drink, or whatever. You know what I'm saying? I'm just dropping that out there because they got all kinds of crazy stories out there about the Tree of Life. And it's not complicated. This stuff is really simple. Once you start dealing with it as a code and you get that religious mind, well, I can't say religious mindset because religion does exist. Realigning yourself with source energy, that's religion, okay? All this other stuff that's going on out there, I have no idea, you know. I have some idea, but it would take more time than we have to go through all that. Now, remember, this is an interactive show. All you got to do is hit one. You got a lot of people on the line here. Maybe that's why they're calling me. Let me do this here, right? I'm going to open up one mic and just ask the person to give me a shout-out. I just want to make sure the mics are working. Because maybe that's why people are calling me, because they're hitting one and they can't get in. Now, I'm just going to do this at random because I don't really recognize so many numbers. I don't recognize all. Some of these numbers I don't even recognize. So I'm just going to hit a number, okay, and ask you to give me a shout-out to let me know that the mics are working, okay? 7566, okay? Your mic is open. Can I get a shout-out from you? Phone number 7566. Okay. So maybe the phones aren't working. Okay. Let me try somebody else. Some people's voices are so recognizable, they don't want to use it. Ah, okay. Somebody's hitting one out there. Okay. I'm getting a little bit of help. 1134. Your mic is open. Your mic is open. Can I get a shout out?
Hey, yeah, this is 1134. I was just giving a mic check, and I wanted to ask you about something that you said. I wanted to make sure I heard you right because my phone's cutting in and out. You said, like, the same people that were making poisons in Auschwitz. Did I hear that right? They were making poisons today, like some of the same people that made poisons in Auschwitz. I just wanted to know if I heard that correctly.
Yes, you heard it right. For those who don't know what Auschwitz is, that's the place where they were killing the Jews wholesale, if I understand, or Yiddish. Well, Yiddish Jews, wholesale, they were killing them, okay? Thank you for the shout-out. Now that I know that the mics are working, okay, we got a 7556 just jumped on. thank you very much, 1134. I appreciate it. I'm going to leave your mic open, so.
No, yeah, I had to click over real fast. What did you say?
Oh, I said, yeah, that's Margaret Sanger. Look up Margaret Sanger and her crew. You'll see that they were all about genocide. They're the ones that are set up and running Planned Parenthood. That's why Planned Parenthood is in black and Hispanic neighborhoods mostly. And if the book, if the CD Mu'afa, excuse me, you look up the CD Mu'afa, and it will tell you all about that. And if you don't have it, then call the number, and I'll make sure that you get it. 215-758-1703. And the price for it is that you have to make a copy and send it to somebody, okay? So 7566. Let me see if I can get your mic open. Okay, your mic is open. 7566.
Yes, peace, Brother Elohim. How are you doing? Just letting you know I'm online listening in, you know what I mean?
Malika, too. Peace, brother. How are you? How's everybody?
I'm doing just fine. Thank you so much. I appreciate the shout-out.
Yeah.
So now we know the mics are working, so if you got a comment or something to say, well, we only got about 15 minutes. So I just want to bump a couple of more shout-outs here.
Okay.
Some I'm going to do here. Okay. I'm skipping down here, getting some of these shout-outs. Okay. Give a shout-out to Legacy of a Nation. They're on Saturday, right, from 6 to 7. Their number 219-527-619. That's Legacy of a Nation. I gave him a shout-out earlier because he's a little under the weather, right? Let's give a shout-out to Sister Tammy. She's on YouTube on the Kamitri 11. You can give her a shout-out. She has a spoken word. She speaks a good word. I also like to give a shout-out to the Mickey Love Show. She's a spiritual reading advisor. She's pretty good. I like her. Her number is 909-749-8626. And I'd like to give a shout-out to Division 121. That's UNIA under Marcus Garvey in Philadelphia. It's called President Mark P. That's number 267-822-2320. Okay. And I'd like to give a shout-out to RBG Industries, the UAIA. They're offering land to build on in Africa. RBG Industries, they make design of clothes, buttons, and flags. So if you want a good tailor-made suit, I got four of them, so they were good. Give them a call at number 609-638-5828. And if you're interested in going to Africa, maybe we can talk Brother Siddiqui into giving us a little information about it and we can ask some questions. Safe More Electronics, that's my son's company. He's an electrician. That's what I'm saying. I love it. I need some electric work. Come in and put my lights on or whatever I have to do. I call him, he come right over, you know. And I also like to give a shout-out to Tom Thornton. He makes 7 CDs. If you want more information about his music, give him a call, 267-259-4077. He's pretty good. If you listen to my album, he's done a lot of background on my album, so he's pretty good. I'd like to give a shout-out to Taylor Tots Learning Academy. That's my daughter's school. She's licensed and certified. She's a registered nurse who is currently in medical school, and will soon be a doctor. Go Boo. Taylor Todd has a before and after school service in the West Philadelphia area. So for the best quality children's service, give her a call, 610-638-8352 from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., okay? And I'd like to give a shout-out to our naturopathic healer, Dr. Paul. His number is 215-779-7355. And Dr. Bill, his number is 631-561-3862. Okay, I skipped a lot. I skipped through the commercials, you know, because we're running out of time. Okay, now, where we? Okay, this is an interactive show, so you can just press one on your dial and let me know that you want to call. Now, last time we was on the air, calls were being dropped, but they weren't dropped by me. They were automatically being dropped by the by Blog Talk Radio. So just call back in, and you can get right back on the air. We only got about 11 minutes left. Okay, let me get out of the commercial format here, and let's go back to what I'm talking about, right? Oh, well I don't really need to go to anything to talk about this, because we're talking about economics, and we're talking about the Bible being a code book as opposed to a religious book. So you will know the difference. You need to know the difference between the religious book or the code book, okay? So people are still calling me. Okay, they're saying when they click over, something else happens to Blog Talk Radio. Well, whatever's going on with Blog Talk, I have to apologize. I'm setting up I bought a server for the society so we can isolate our calls, and I'll be able to set up my own radio station, you know, without even going through Blog Talk soon, since I figure out how to work all this stuff, you know, but it's a little complicated. So anyway, well, we're leaning towards economics. That's why I went through the story of Moses and the story of Joseph. So you can come away. So you can come away with the power of the story, all right? And I want you to realize what your potential is, that of God. Psalm 82, which means that you're unlimited. Excuse me, I'm a little hoarse. I've been up since 10 o'clock last night. You have to excuse me. I said that already. But your potential is unlimited. So there's nothing that you cannot do. And remember this. This is very important, okay? You were, excuse me, you were made, not created. See, because you can't make something from nothing. And when you're creating, you're making something from nothing. And we're from the reap what you sow society. You have to put something together to get something back. That's how that works. So the energy that started all of this is what you are made up out of. That's why you're so powerful. That's why you're unlimited, okay? Because you're made up out of that energy. And there's another side to you, the incorporeal side. Maybe we'll tackle that next week, dealing with the incorporeal energy and where you actually come from. I'm going to say this now, like all these people on the line. You did not originate in Africa. You originated up around Cyrus A, Cyrus B. If you want to know more about that, look, check in with the Dogons, okay? The Dogons have a history of where you come from, and they've been talking about where you come from before the European, right, learned that the world wasn't flat, okay? They were talking about Cyrus A and Cyrus B and the constellation, what they call it, an Orion's belt. I call it Elohim. From that constellation, they know, the Dogons know that's where you come from. You come from out of there. And, well, next week, I'll speak on how you come from out of there, because that's going to take a few minutes to get into. I'll speak on how you come from out of there. But if you want to know more about your origin is not this little speck of dirt that we live on, okay? They're limiting you to one little continent when the whole universe out there is yours. It's a thought process. They want to limit your thought process as to what you can and cannot do. That's what this is all about. That's why they don't want you to know the code of the book. But they're giving you the codes You know what I mean? they just don't want you to rise above them. Leaders don't want you to be smarter than them unless you're under their control. See what I'm saying? But nobody or nothing has the right to control that guy in Psalms 82, that woman in Psalms. I use guy for male and female because it's what's called a neuter noun. Okay, with the neuter noun, you can it can go male or female. Doesn't matter. Okay, somebody just called me and said they called but they can't get back in. I don't know what's happening. Calls are being dropped. People trying to get back in, they can't get back in. Normally, you just call back into the show, and they'll let you right back in. So they're not letting the people in. Well, this is going to be a pattern, okay? I had trouble getting on the air, you know, and all I had to do was call in, and I'm supposed to be on the air. Everything else is already set up. So they're starting to slowly aggravate what's going on here. And there's going to come a time when I will not be able to be on the air, even though I'm paying for the time. That's not going to matter. They do not want this information out. When I say they, I'm talking about the 1%. They come in all colors. Don't get caught up in the hype that the white man is controlling all this stuff because he's not. He has a lot of help. Oh, my screen just went down. Oh, boy. Well, my screen just went down, so I don't know who's who or what's what now. And I got 5 laptops, 1 brand new with no hard drive in it and all that, and I still can't get everything working properly because it's not strictly up to me, okay? They're controlling a lot of this stuff that's going on, okay? So I won't be able to see your ones no more because my screen just went down, okay? We got about 6 minutes left, so I can't communicate. We can't communicate back and forth because I don't have a screen. So there's no way for me to open up your mics. So that's what I'm saying. So these games, they're gonna be playing these games for a minute. So hopefully, I'm gonna talk to some of the children and see if they know how much they know about servers. We'll talk to some of the children in college. And I got some nieces and nephews in college. I'll see how much they know about these servers. Getting some help setting this server. Once I get the server set up, we can set up our own radio station. We can set up our own links. So on Monday, we can communicate with each other without the whole world knowing about what we're talking about, okay? So we can do that on Monday, you know? It's really a shame. But anyhow, we got about 5 more minutes. Yeah, we got about 5 more minutes. So I think that Siddiqui, your mic was left open. So if you want to take a few minutes and talk about Africa and what you're trying to do there, I don't know if you can still hear me because the screen is down. I don't know what's going on. But your mic is open.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes. Looking for July. This is Brother Siddiqui. Looking for a trip to Tanzania, which is the land of the first finding of, you know, some of the first findings of civilization of the black man and woman, which we are the first people. So the oldest finding, some of the oldest findings of our existence is right there in Tanzania. Planning a trip July 24th, I believe, we're shooting for. It's going to be, you know, a self-paid tour for $25 per individual for the tour, but you will be paying for your own flight, paying for your own hotel stay. So it's self paid for trip. It's not a tour to where, you know, we're trying to make any money off of this tour. We just wanted you to be able to come to Africa and see the opportunities just as well as get the experience to be on the continent, you know, in a safe environment. You see the opportunity of the success that you can have being as far as investing into something on the continent. You might find yourself trying to look for a place to stay due to the fact that the beauty of it, you know, just the experience of being in a safe country, which shows you all kinds of opportunities on the continent. We'll be visiting like 5 different locations major locations there on the continent. I mean, there in Tanzania, which would be Dar es Salaam, the big city of Tanzania, Zanzibar, which is the island area of Tanzania, which is beautiful, which is, you know, you can look it up. Then we're heading to a place called Mbeya. You know, from there, we'll be heading to Sumbawanga, which is the area in which I have land, as well as where we're building a school, Mgumpia Academy in Tanzania, which I was able to get hold of like 14 acres of land, to where we're building the school system from grades 5 to 11, 12 grades, you know. So this is a great opportunity. Trip is normally from $800 to $1,000 round trip. Hotel stays are normally like $25 to $40, comfortable hotel stays. Eating, the highest you might pay is $5, you know, for your meal. Breakfast, if you stay in certain hotels, is preferred. No, sorry.
All right, we got about 1 minute, and I want to thank you so much for letting us come. Yeah, we're planning a trip to Africa. We all get on board here because people all over the world join in. I'm gonna do my closing assertion while we're still streaming. Okay.
Okay then.
I have walked the path. Oh no, it's okay. I have walked the path as divine energy today, and did not break the universal law of reap what you sow. All energy went out for a divine purpose, and I will reap what I have sown this day. All that I put out, I eagerly embrace its return. So let it be written, so let it be done. I want to thank everybody that called in. I appreciate it. I'm sorry that the screen went down. So I will be, we'll be here, well, society will be here tomorrow. You'll get a link on, I'll text you and let you know that we'll be here tomorrow. I think 6 o'clock. 6 o'clock we'll be on the air tomorrow talking about the society. So if you get a chance, call in and learn about what we're up to and what we're doing, okay? So with that, I want to thank everybody. And if we don't talk to you tomorrow, then I'll see you next Sunday, okay? Much love. Thank you.